He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Probiotics, that's those beneficial bacteria that everybody from Jamie Lee Curtis to your own Dr. Decker Weiss keeps telling you to take on a daily basis. My four-year-old, she gets a little capsule of probiotic in her drink every day because I think it's a good idea. But we have an expert who says we need to consider fermented foods either in addition to or instead of probiotics. This is Dr. Deirdre Rawlings, a whole bunch of initials after this lady's name, PhD, ND, MH, CNC, worth listening to. Dr. Rawlings, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. White. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. Fermented foods, why should we be looking at getting these into our diet? And can you compare them, please, to probiotics?
Yeah, sure. Well, as you said, I mean, these lacto-fermented foods, we call them lacto-fermented. There's a variety of different fermented foods, but we're looking specifically at the lacto-fermented ones, which are things like sauerkraut and kimchi and pickles and miso and yogurt, these kinds of things, because they actually produce lactic acid, and that's where the name the lactobacillus bacteria comes from as well. And what they do is this lactic acid is it helps to replenish and diversify the populations of these beneficial bacteria in our gut. And these bacteria perform all sorts of essential functions for us, like especially digestion, which is where the crux of your health is really occurring. It's all about the digestion. That's where we absorb and assimilate the nutrients. And, of course, these beneficial bacteria that you'll find in fermented foods, they come in a wider variety when you consume the fermented foods that contain them.
So I should stop with probiotic and eat sauerkraut? It's that strong of an idea, or should I just try and incorporate them into the diet while I'm taking a probiotic? Can you kind of run with me there? Because I know that I'm going to be getting calls or emails after the show saying, well, does this mean I should just eat a pickle and not get probiotics? Can you take us through that, Dr. Rawlings?
Yeah, really you should do both. I mean, especially if you have chronic digestive conditions, then you'll want to take probiotics therapeutically. And by therapeutically, I mean that you probably want to take them 3 times a day to help you heal any chronic digestive disorders like IBS or food sensitivities or bloating, constipation, diarrhea, and even non-celiac gluten intolerance. But in addition, you'll want to consume a variety of different lacto-fermented foods each day as well to give your body, particularly your digestive system, a greater variety and different strains of these friendly microbes. And this will help your body to boost its immunity, to ward off pathogens and disease, obviously. So yeah. I recommend doing both. I personally do both. You don't need to do a whole lot. I mean, even if it's just pick one thing, like maybe it's sauerkraut, which, by the way, has about 300 times more vitamin C than any other food. So that's really great for your digestive system and your, creating a good alkaline environment that's conducive to good health. Mm-hmm. You only need a couple of forkfuls, half a cup is plenty. That's all you need. But if you can diversify the range of the lacto-fermented foods, then all the better.
So it's kind of like somebody that eats a lot of dark green vegetables in order to get their B vitamins, doing that, like they said, eat a lot of kale and things to get their B vitamins. In this case, it would be eating a lot of the fermented foods, maybe instead of or in addition to, that's how they get their good bacteria. Is that a good analogy, doctor?
Yeah. I mean, I would still recommend people have their green vegetables because these are what we call prebiotics. In other words, they are full of fiber, and they have this FOS and inulin, which are these nutrients that the probiotics, the beneficial bacteria, actually thrive on. So you're going to, by eating your green vegetables, you're going to create a lot more fiber in your body, and that is going to allow the beneficial bacteria to thrive on and flourish on those. But in addition to that, I would still add a little bit of lacto-fermented foods every day because, they do. They create they help to manufacture especially the B vitamins like biotin and niacin and folic acid and B6. and these all detoxify chemicals and they metabolize hormones, and they empower enzymes, you know, and these enzymes are what maximize your food assimilation and digestion. And so I recommend that everybody consume a little bit of lacto-fermented foods every day.
So Dr. Rollins, we're talking with Dr. Deirdre Rawlings, and what we're talking about is fermented foods versus probiotics. We're getting to a place where probiotics may be used on a daily basis, up to 3 times a day, a good quality product, but also adding these fermented lacto-type foods into your diet. You've mentioned sauerkraut several times. Can you give us other examples of these fermented foods we need to get into our diet?
Sure. You've got kimchi. That's a traditional Korean lacto-fermented condiment.
Yeah, it's strong made of garlic.
Garlic, ginger, chili peppers, all really good things. I highly recommend that. Kombucha is another one. It's basically a culture of symbiotic beneficial bacteria and yeast, which originated in China about 2,000 years ago. And this is a culture that is brewed with tea, and sometimes people put a little bit of sugar in there, although I prefer not to myself, because sugar actually encourages the pathogenic type of bacteria. And it's slightly effervescent, it's a drink, and it contains a whole lot of amino acids and B vitamins. You've also got miso, which a lot of people are familiar with. And it's
like
made
the miso
by
soup,
adding,
right?
Yeah, and it's a paste, and it can become like a broth. And it's sort of, they add these, an enzymatic culture to a base of soybeans. And by the way, while we're on the subject of soybeans, I don't recommend unfermented soybeans because these can be, mm-hmm. you know, goitrogenic. They can affect your thyroid gland. However, once you ferment the soybeans, and of course we're talking about we want organic ones because we don't want the GMO ones, then they're perfectly safe, and they're actually very healthful, extremely healthful. So that's what miso is made out of. And tempeh is another one. This is an ancient Indonesian staple. It's made from cooked, split, fermented soybeans that are bound with a mold that makes soy easier to digest, and it provides a whole lot of valuable vitamins. You've got pickles. You've got umeboshi, which is a salty, sour, lacto-fermented pickled plums. They come from Japan, and they're very highly alkaline and then used to neutralize fatigue and stimulate the digestive system and promote the elimination of toxins. Of course, we've got sauerkraut. That's my favorite because it's the easiest you can make it, or you could just purchase it. Make sure you purchase it in glass because the tin can isn't best because it can interfere with the lactic acid in the bacteria. And that's pretty easy to eat. You can just have a little bit with, you know, an omelette or some scrambled eggs or a salad, or I just put mine over the salad and use the juice. Be sure to drink the juice because it's got tons of vitamin C, and it's just laden with probiotics. So that's just a few.
And Dr. Rawlings, does the fermentation process make the nutrients more bioavailable? Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. Yes, because of the lactic acid that they create, this then creates these, the beneficial bacteria thrive in that environment, and they help to break down, help with digestion. I mean, they break down fats, proteins, and carbohydrates in food before we eat them, and thus they also provide those enzymes, and these nutrient-rich foods are very easily digested and much healthier to eat. And in addition, eating lacto-fermented foods with a meal can boost the nutrient level of all the other foods in that meal.
Well, we are out of time. There is a fantastic video of Dr. Rawlings at a website, foodsforfibromyalgia.com. That's foodsforfibromyalgia.com. We can take a look at how she has helped people recover and get their lives back from a horrible condition called fibromyalgia. There's also another website, NutriLiving, NutriLiving, NutriLiving.com. She also offers a free audio tape series on her website about stopping chronic pain. All you have to do is fill out a simple form there, and they get you the ability to listen to that. Thank you so much for helping us stay well at Radio MD, Dr. Rawlings.